was taking a look in a Rachel Carson book about the sea, the deep blue sea, when I came on a phrase that for many nights and days has haunted me. She says, in effect, that if the glaciers and the icebergs came unfroze and the level of the water in the ocean rose 100 feet, that's all it would take to put New York City at the bottom of a lake. It's a stimulating notion, being covered by the ocean. I wonder when it will begin, and the tide comes in and in and in. When the sea is all around us and the blue green waters rise, there'll be no more Broadway breeze blowing cinders in my eyes. It may start while the Shriners are parading. As they march, they will suddenly be waiting. A band will play a drinking song. A fez will float. It won't take long. Artie Johnson, who did the song originally, used to drop the music just at that point. On the day there's nothing special, in a sunken living room, will the average man live out his span, a full-time deep-sea diver, or will smiling Esther Williams be the one sole survivor? When the sea, the mighty sea, saying New York is a nice place for a swim, but I wouldn't want to live.